The importance of SMS or text messaging has become ever more apparent in recent years. This is especially true in developing countries where the number of mobile phones is growing rapidly. Frontline SMS is a free, downloadable tool which helps organisations manage their text messages. And because radio stations began taking up the service, Frontline SMS has been refining and developing it to help broadcasters engage more with their audiences. Amy O'Donnell from Frontline SMS spoke to Radio for Peacebuilding's Lorenzo Bacino about how radio can benefit from the new software.
So radio typically is a one-way medium where broadcasters read certain programs out on air. But the fantastic thing about incorporating text message into this is it enables radio to become two-way. While voice can sometimes complement radio stations and certainly brings richness to programming, it is limited by the number of people that can get on air. Airtime is a commodity. So the great thing about SMS is that in an almost Twitter-like way, you can have plenty of people contribute at the same time, with the DJ able to kind of pick and choose what comments they'd like to read out, and sometimes even by using polling can get a democratic feel of what their listeners' opinions really are.
You say that the DJ can interact and download the messages. How, very simply, for people who don't know about software, particularly not too technical, how does that work in practice?
So what a radio DJ would do is actually download Frontline SMS from the internet, or potentially get it from a USB if perhaps they have a colleague who has access. And from that point on, they have no need to use the internet again. They simply connect up a modem with a SIM card in it, or a mobile phone using a cable, and then the SMS text messages come through that hardware onto your computer, and then it almost becomes like an email interface, but for your text messages. And you can do some quite advanced things then with this, like sending auto replies, have people subscribe themselves to groups. And what's coming soon with radio is an ability to have a polling function where people can text something using a keyword, and then the DJ will have access to a graph which demonstrates what people's thoughts on the matter really are.
So in practical terms, how do you see this new system as contributing to peace building?
For me, it's really about the way that the audience is able to have a voice in the discussions which affect them. Using SMS opens up the ability for more and more people to contribute. If you frame something like a poll, it inspires people in a way that enables them to really feel like they're having a say on community discussions affecting them. I know that Radio for Peacebuilding do some radio soap opera type things where they'll have a dilemma at the end of an audio drama and ask people to think about what they would do in the given situation. So the great thing about this is that you could then have people vote and have a say in what they felt the direction of that individual's dilemma should be. In this way, really having an impact or a say in the programming and opening it up into something which, rather than being one way, is very interactive and participatory.
In your experience with this Frontline SMS service, have you got any anecdotes or anything particularly that stands out for you from what you've done so far?
My favourite use case is an example from Kenya with a gentleman called John Chebere, who set up a service called The Organic Farmer to interact with farmers in his community. It started off as a magazine, but realised that actually the reach in terms of those people it affected the most wasn't that efficient because people were in areas that were too remote to receive a newspaper or a magazine. So he decided to go on the broadcast on some programmes on Mulele FM, a local radio, and also the national KBC. And what he did was ask farmers to text in to Frontline SMS issues which affected them the most. At one point he realised lots of people were saying, there's a disease affecting our chickens and we don't know what's going on. So what he was able to do was get an MP and a farming expert onto his radio show, take a look at all this crowdsourced evidence, and then put it to the experts who figured out it was something called Newcastle disease and were able to organise vaccination schedules and offer advice to those farmers who had texted in directly and also those who just happened to be listening in. So for me, this was a really powerful example of how offering up an ability for your audience to actually put forward the key issues up for debate really makes radio programming extremely local and extremely relevant.
That was Amy O'Donnell talking to Lorenzo Bacino of Radio for Peacebuilding. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.